Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, good Friday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Everything has been canceled, so we'll see you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. We'll be back here at 10 a.m., and who knows what we'll have to talk about. Until then, have a great weekend. Thank you. Goodbye. That's what it feels like, right? Everything's been canceled. What the heck are we going to do the next 4 hours? Darren McFarland, that's me. Willie Donick is back in the house.
Hello.
From Toronto. That's him. Chase McCabe.
Yo.
Elijah Campbell behind the glass.
Howdy.
Okay, guys. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, there's a lot
to talk about. Four questions?
We got a lot to talk about.
Trivia.
Do some trivia.
Why is it?
Don't be that guy.
Hey, you know what? I'm laying this down right now on the air. Because we're going to have several shows like this now, I think we should bring Why Is It back. That was one of my favorite Darren and Willie things from back in the day.
It was one of my favorites because Willie and I were doing the show at, I believe it was the Dinner of Champions, when it was called the Dinner of Champions, the O'Charlie's Dinner of Champions. And we were doing the show there, and Barry Trotz stopped by our table and talked to us, and he handed us, I'm not kidding, 3 or 4 pages of Why Is It's. And that immediately became my new favorite thing we did on the radio show. 3 or 4 pages of Why Is It's that were typed out.
Huh. Okay. I like it.
I think I still have that somewhere.
I could see him doing something like that too.
Yeah. And he had never talked to us about Why Is It before. But he evidently listened to Why Is It and brought us just
it's funny.
Pages of Why Is It's.
So I've learned this more recently than I did when I was a producer, now that I'm on, you know, on this side, of when somebody, you know, like a Barry Trotz tells you, you know, references something that we did on the show. It's like, yeah, and I'm like, wait, they listen? That's cool. Like, they just acknowledge that. Like, they, a certain segment that we do, that's still, I'm still in that phase where that's really cool. That's cool to me to hear that.
Yeah. So. Well, it should always be cool. You shouldn't lose that feeling. That's always a nice thing. Craig Smith came up to me the other day, well, before all this happened, and said that he was going to call into the show the day before. And I said, really? I said, well, why didn't you? He said, well, I was going to prank you guys. And I said, oh, okay. He's just having fun.
Well,
so look, like I said, don't ever lose.
They should do that now.
Yeah. Greg, you listening? Call in, man. Let's talk about, I don't know, fishing. He can fish right now. So the new layers have happened.
I honestly do think this is where we are today, and I think, you know, we may have more time than we want to do Why Is It and all kinds of creative things that we're going to have to come up with. But today, I do think there are a lot of people in the sports world that are having to plan their next move, whatever that is, and we're going into an unknown. But it's a very compelling time to try to have people challenged with what to do about something we've never dealt with before, right? Like today, you mentioned Craig Smith. Let's just use him as an example, or any person in the NHL. How do you start the process of staying ready and also handling all the things in your personal life that all of us are trying to wrap our arms around with the idea that at some point you're probably going to have to be ready to come back and play for a championship? You know, to get right back on. I just think that's a big challenge. I think we all have big challenges, right? Let's say I was just listening to an interview with one of the Pirates pitchers, Trevor Williams, supposed to pitch five innings tomorrow. So he just got the word yesterday. So what does he do? Like, can he get a catcher to come throw?
I don't
does
know.
Does he stay in shape? Like, the pitcher to me is a really unique one because they're
like, do they
they're
have
trying,
to stay at
they,
spring
they've
training?
Tried to put a date out, right? They've tried to put a date,
sure.
Major League Baseball, which may or may not be realistic. But they can't practice as a group in the meantime. So how do the pitchers stay in shape? How do the hitters stay in shape? These are all big sports questions. And that's what all. And then think about if you're in the league office for Major League Baseball or for hockey or for NBA, trying to figure out they couldn't see this coming. So now you have to have a whole set of logistical questions that are hit at you. You know, what are the rules? Can you can't practice, you can't meet. How do the players stay in shape? Can they come to the arena to get their equipment and practice? Do they have to set aside time for one or two people to skate at the same time or to work out at the same time? What are the rules? This is all uncharted territory.
Well, I don't think we know. And look, you and I were – and I want to get, you know, hot and heavy into this later, but we were having the discussion before the show about – do you grant waivers to seniors in all sports that are being, you know, cheated out of the NCAA tournament or the College World Series potentially? You know, baseball, the spring sports are all canceled. I mean, do you do that? And you brought up a very good point that I hadn't thought of because I'm in the realm of, hey, yes, you absolutely do that. This isn't their fault. But you brought up who's going to pay for the scholarships. I mean, that's a part of it. So,
well, you have several logistical things with that, but it's a great thought because that is, you know, that's a huge group of people that my heart goes out to, right? The people whose seasons ended, right? For the college basketball, it's so immediate, but for the spring sports, for the NCAA, that's a big thing. That's almost the entire season in a lot of cases, or, you know, three quarters of the season. And it, you know, it looks like it's gone. It's going to trickle down here to maybe even the youth level, right?
Sure.
Like, how long is it before we're going to play? Is it what is a good idea? These are all things that we have to decide and try to make the right decisions on. But if it's your last year of eligibility, that is a unique group of people that you mentioned, Chase. And I think it's the right thing to think about.
Yep.
Like, could it be done? But there's going to be a cost to it. And so how would you do it? And for example, let's say you have four seniors on your team. Well, the money that they're getting is going to go to four incoming people, right, next year. So do you have an exemption? Do you go over the scholarship limit? What about the roster limit? How do you make room for those players? There's a lot of logistics to go to, and then the cost of the scholarship itself in all those sports. Some sports might be easier than others to incorporate that, but so there's a lot of questions that would go into that.
Well, and, you know, Darren and I yesterday were blasting the TSSAA for keeping their girls' high school state tournament going. As we figured, by last night, they had suspended everything and reversed course. So, you know, look, that's where this is right now. I mean, you have to, in the NCAA, they took forever to cancel the tournament, which they ended up doing by the end of the day yesterday. But this is all unprecedented. I mean, I think I was listening to Sean Henry in his press conference. I went to that yesterday, and he handled it the best he can. But I could tell, and I was sitting there feeling the same way of nobody knows how to prepare for something like this because it's never happened before.
Right.
So it's hard to answer questions. It's hard to come up with the right questions
to ask. That is, I think, the thing that we're just coming up. The questions just came up in the last 24 hours, right? So we haven't had time to think through. We're just trying to figure out what the questions are. Then we're trying to figure out the answers. For example, the basketball games for a state championship that were scheduled for today, they're not going to happen. So in another month or two, can you still play those games? These are all questions, right? You'd like to see that through and play for the championship. If there's a way, can't do it today, right? We've decided that's not the right time to do it.
Yep.
So can you keep your teams prepared in some way that maybe there's a chance you could play it, or are we just saying That game's just not going to happen. Period. I mean, there was a lot of questions as to why the College World Series was called off, even though that's not until June the 15th.
I know.
You know
that. Now that one, that I kind of agree with. I think you need to see how this plays out. Like, I get it, canceling everything postponing everything because that's right.
Putting everything on
the
pause. Yeah.
I said that on Wednesday that, you know, maybe we're at the point where they need to hit pause and then reevaluate. I kind of feel like if you go in 2 week intervals, that's probably the right course of action. So I don't necessarily agree with, number one, I don't agree with how the NCAA has handled pretty much anything at this point, but they waited too long to cancel the tournament. They canceled spring sports when you probably should have said, hey, we're going to pause right now and then we'll reevaluate, but you've already jumped the gun there and basically said we're done. So, you know, I feel like every 2 weeks, let's look at it again and see where we're at, because who knows, 2 weeks from now, things could be looking better, and it might, you know, the CDC and the people that are much smarter than I am could say, hey, you know what, you guys are, if you want to go ahead and start the process of resuming everything, I think we're going to be okay.
Well, I think that's something that I have thought about too, is none of us as sports fans, you know, we were all hit, I think, and I'll be the first to say that I was not aware of the weight of this whole coronavirus thing worldwide until the Rudy Gobert story. And then it hit me right between the eyes, and now everything is different. So I think the quicker all of us as a society, we have to do our part, right? The quicker that we attack this and do what we all individually can, then the shorter the wait is going to be. Right, we don't have a choice now, right? But everything is paused. We can't do anything about that, but we can all do what we can to treat ourselves, right? Take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others and do our part to try to do the goal of this thing, the reason why they're doing this, to slow down the spread of this thing. Again,
yeah.
Uncharted waters, right? But we have to lock our minds into it.
We'll come back with Scott Ramsey, who runs the Nashville Sports Council. We'll talk about what this week has been like for them. We had a really good conversation with Butch Spiridon yesterday. We'll have a good conversation with Scott. On the other side, Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. This whole week has been, well, really the last 2 weeks have been something a little bit different in what we do. But this is part of it. Last week for different reasons. This week, a whole different level. It's not just our market, but the country, sports landscape in North America. And thought we'd get a perspective. Yesterday, we had Tim Corbin on, and at that point, it was still business as usual. They had just come off a win over Toledo. They were getting ready for a weekend series in conference play versus Kentucky at home. And it wasn't long after that that really everything unraveled. And that was in the 10 o'clock hour. And as we know, the SEC men's basketball tournament was supposed to tip off at noon. And at that point, Tennessee and Alabama are there in the locker rooms. And, of course, that never happened because the event was canceled. And certainly a lot more has happened since then. Scott Ramsey is on the line with us, who runs the Nashville Sports Council. Scott, I can imagine what this week has been like for you guys. Let's just talk about yesterday in particular. What were those conversations? Well, actually, probably Wednesday night, where the games did play in front of spectators, to getting ready for a full day of action on Thursday and trying to figure out how this is all going to play out.
Morning, Darren. It's kind of hard to really wrap your head around right now. I mean, it's to say that it was a fluid hour-by-hour series of events is probably the understatement of the year, as we all know, and we've seen it not just in sports, but, you know, in everyday life, the impact, especially the acceleration of the impact this week. I guess just, you know, to answer your question, kind of reflecting back, I mean, I'll really commend the SEC, our staff, the Bridgestone Arena staff, and the Preds of really preparing going into, let's say, Tuesday for what we thought was a really great plan for fans to have the option to attend. And that plan was to, deep clean basically, every area of the arena on a continual basis and be very proactive on the communication to the fans about hygiene and those kind of things, which we've all seen the list. So, that plan to put that in place probably from, a week, 10 days ago into the lead of the tournament was, I thought, really, really a good plan and a lot of cooperation, coordination there. So, that leads us right into to Wednesday, the first round games. Wednesday, the first domino, at least for us, was the NCAA announcement that they were going to play March Madness without fans. I think at that point then you started thinking about all Power Five conferences that were underway. Obviously other conferences too, but, in relation to the SEC, you start thinking about the ACC was on their second day, so forth and so on. And ironically, every year on the Wednesday of the tournament is a scheduled athletic directors meeting that's on the books. And so the SEC staff and Commissioner Sankey was in the middle of the athletic director meeting during that afternoon when the NCAA announcement came out. We were obviously preparing the arena for the first round games. I would say about, you lose track of time, but I'd say around 4 or 5 o'clock, they were wrapping up that meeting they asked Sean Henry and I, our staff, key staff, to come over to the Omni where they were meeting and, discuss what was going to take place following a call with their presidents and chancellors. That completed probably, halftime of the first game. Their decision was to follow the NCAA lead and play without fans. So then the question was, how do we implement that, communicate that, and shift all of our planning for that? We had those meetings, starting in between games. Obviously, Commissioner Sankey made the announcement publicly. And we worked into the night on getting ready for Thursday without fans. What did that mean? How are people going to get in? How the player, family, and, friends list going to be managed? Who is on that? How that affect hospitality? How it affected the media? How it affect transportation? How it affected the locker rooms, the game times, officials, everything. So we worked through that and showed up, Thursday morning ready to execute and implement that plan. And obviously things unraveled pretty quickly and led to cancellation of the tournament. So it was a blurring, 72 hours, to say the least. I know other people have been affected in different ways. I feel bad for our community. It's such a great event for our city. Fortunately, we have it booked all the way through 2035, so it wasn't a time where we're going to lose opportunity to host the event again next year. We were ready to raise a lot of money for tornado relief and recovery efforts. So we had a lot of really exciting things that we were going to do and reach out to the community through the tournament. It's a big impact for our community. So certainly disappointed for the fans and in our tourism industry and just our whole city as a whole, because it's a great event for our town. But, the reality was what it was. So we got to kind of move on at this point.
Glad you brought up the trickle-down effect, because it's more than just canceling basketball games or a tournament. I mean, there's just so many people impacted by this. Scott, you have been in so many meetings over 20 plus years regarding sports and events in this city. I have to believe, as you just mentioned, that 72 hour window has got to be at the top of the list of the craziest meetings in trying to figure out how to do all this, because there is no manual, there is no book on how to handle something of this magnitude.
No, there's not, Darren. I think everybody's kind of dealing with that, and the uncertainty around this particular issue is what is hard to plan, communicate, and manage a little bit. I think a lot of people have drawn a little bit of comparisons to the business interruption from 9/11 from the country. But that was an issue. I think the country was very, very unified on. And obviously then you had a ban of travel. So it was a very defined period when the president lifted the travel ban. We were able to kind of quickly get back to normal everyday life as best you could. Now, everyday life had changed. And since then, you know, every time we do a major event now, there is a major list of contingency plans for a security type of breach or event, right? So we go through that, but you don't go through anything for this. It happened so quickly. You didn't really have a manual for a pandemic. You really don't really know. I mean, there's really not any real guidelines, you know. You know, you had a split public, you know, early in the week about, hey, I'm fine going, you know, I understand my risk, I want to go, it's not that big a deal. And you had other people on the other side of it. And then you had people having to make decisions about certain things for the good of the event and everything. So you're right. It's a very, very, you know, disappointing, kind of uncomfortable kind of process, because you don't really know, like right now, when's it going to kind of, you know, when are we going to reverse? You know, and yeah. Those are the questions you couldn't really answer, commissioner couldn't answer. You know, we were fortunate enough to have a great partnership with him and be able to host the championship long term, and our bowl game, and the many other events we've had with the SEC. So, you know, it's great to kind of have that partnership and trust. And, you know, we all took the commissioner's lead and the president's lead, and, you know, supported, you know, what had to be done.
Scott Ramsey is with us from the Nashville Sports Council. And Scott, as you just, I think, eloquently pointed out, we're all trying to wrap our arms around just what we do. So I'm just curious from your standpoint, as you mentioned, not only are we dealing now with this entire, you know, worldwide pandemic, but we also here locally are still just 10 days or so removed from tornadoes. So we have two, you know, big things going on at the same time. So I'm curious, I mean, we're all wanting to do our part. We're all trying to strike that balance of doing what we can and certainly also not panicking. So what are some of the things on your agenda today as you try to look forward and try to – so what are you guys working on today?
Well, I think that's a good question. Well, yeah, I'm sitting here and kind of gave the staff the day off today, and I'm sitting here in the office just trying to kind of get, you know, that list put together. You know, obviously following, you know, the mayor's request of events of, what, 250 – it's been here a little bit of 250 or more. We were planning a member rally to kind of celebrate the best sports city in America title with the best sports fan in a week or so. And, we, you know, that's on the table. Should we do that? I think we should probably follow the mayor's lead, but we've got to get our leadership together to talk about that. You know, the marathon, we're waiting word from Ironman, which is in late April, on their plans for that. You've heard rumors, I don't know if it's official, about possibly postponing Boston Marathon, which is a couple weeks prior to ours. I just saw the news come across with the Masters postponing. So now you start looking at your April schedule. You know, and for us, you know, the future events, the business interruption, the fundraising that we need to do for SEC football media days, for the U.S. figure skating in late 21, early 22. You know, we were going to go on sale with our bowl renewal tickets next month. Should we delay that? So, you know, you can start going through your business elements, and I think that's probably what everybody's doing right now. And what's the impact and what's the prudent way to kind of manage that? And to your point, try not to panic, but be respectful of our governmental leadership of making requests of how to do that.
You brought up a good one with the marathon, and I think everybody wants to take as much time as they can before they have to make a decision. So what is your timeline? How much time do you have before you have to maybe address the situation with the marathon?
Well, that's a good question, Willie. We're in a unique position of kind of what we do here for a lot of events, and some of the SECs. We really serve as the host organization for someone else's event. So in the case of the marathon, the Ironman is the rights holder, and ultimately it's their decision to to make on their event. Now, do they consult with us? Yes, just like the SEC. Do they talk to, the Metro Health Department was very involved with us throughout the planning of the SEC and felt like we had a very safe environment. But things change quickly, you know, on Tuesday and Wednesday. So I think we're in a unique position. Whereas if you were, the rights holder for the marathon, we would probably have, we would be the ones in charge of making that final decision. So we're kind of in a holding pattern really on that event right now. But that's a massive undertaking. We've been working months on getting 2,000 volunteers lined up, 58 bands on the course. Road closures right now is going to be a challenge a little bit with the tornado relief and recovery effort. So, we were already having discussions on that. So, there's a lot of things behind the scenes on should we have it, should we not have it, that Ironman's going to have to kind of sift through. But they're doing that in consultation with us and the city folks.
Scott Ramsey from the Nashville Sports Council is with us, and I look at this, and I know this has all happened in the last 24 hours, but when you take a pause, that gives you, you can't do anything, so it gives you opportunity to sit back and look at how things currently work. Is that something that you all will do of, okay, well, maybe we can use this downtime to reevaluate how we do certain things, and maybe we can learn from this of especially when things come back and the schedules are so compact, you might find a better way of doing something. Is that on the agenda for you?
Yeah, possibly, Chase. I don't know if we've quite gotten to that point yet. I think everybody's trying to figure out how to deal with it. B, how long is it going to last as far as the hiatus, the pause, the whatever phrase you may use. And then once that's, what's the button to release the pause? Who's going to hit the play button again? And possibly when could that be? And then what's left to kind of manage? Can you compact schedules? If you're a professional league, can you compact? Will you go with it as is? Will you go into playoffs? Will you not? You've got postponement, you got cancellation, and you've got, I assume just resume on the table for a lot of things. So marathon, for example, could we look at a date in the fall to have it this year? Or do we just wait till next April to have the next one? So, it's so early in the process, and it's so fluid, and it's really hard to kind of say, how you're going to kind of manage this in the long term yet until we kind of get our arms around how it was managed this time, which we're such in the beginning stages, it's really hard to tell.
And I know that, because you're in the beginning stages, it's probably hard to answer this question too, but, I look at contracts and, there are agreements in place and, booking and all of that. So are there going to be discussions about, like, the SEC tournament, for instance, gets wiped out this year, of adding that to the back end of the deal, or maybe some other events that might get canceled or postponed?
Maybe at some point. I think that's a valid question. I think we're so far out with the SEC right now, that's just not really something we're addressing at this point in time. We've got it locked in through 35. That really took almost a year to get all those deals done, because at the time it extended beyond the Preds lease with the city. Now that they've got that extended, it doesn't. So, we had so many moving parts to get it out 18, 19 years that right now I doubt if we'll address that event in particular. The marathon is kind of an in perpetuity plan here, as long as the event's successful and the city continues want to support it with closing roads and safety and availability of that. So, a lot of our events that happen on an annual basis, fortunately, for us, the timing, I can't imagine what Vegas is going through right now, the NFL draft. Had this been a year ago, a month before that event, the one-time events right now, we don't have one scheduled in the next, 6 months, but we have a bunch of them in 2021 and 22 right now. So, You know, we'll see how that kind of plays out and if that impacts anything long term.
As we wrap this up, Scott, I didn't hear what you said about the Boston Marathon. Did you say that you were hearing or you've heard? Because I think I just saw that it's been.
Yeah, I mean, I've just seen some media reports, Darren, that the rumor is they're considering postponing.
I think they just they've put it out. They've postponed it to September.
Okay.
September 14th.
So yeah, September 14th.
Again, I would relate that to a little bit of the NCAA's decision to the conference tournament. So now Ironman probably has to kind of play off of that because the running schedule is a little bit like every other sport where, you know, they're really kind of built around certain New York, Boston, you know, those kind of events. So, you know, we'll wait to hear and take the lead from Ironman and, you know, help support and implement that. That's another great event for our city. I mean, we raised almost $2 million for St. Jude last year during the event, and we were on record pace on registrations this year. So we're expecting to be in the mid-30,000s for it. So,
wow.
Again, those are major impacts for our city. I think, you know, when you look at the tourism impact and charitable and, you know, again, for SEC, we were really prepared to do a lot of promotion of Hands On Nashville, the Community Foundation Recovery Fund. So a lot of promotion throughout the week. I don't know if you saw the first night where they were wearing Nashville Strong shirts on SEC Network, mm-hmm. The talent was. So, you know, I mean, stuff like that's the part that's kind of disappointing. I know the fans are disappointed. Our city's disappointed. But I think we're able to kind of tie in what sports is good about in our city as well. And, I mean, typically sports has been kind of the the valve for kind of the distraction, if you will, for disasters. And right now it's not able to kind of serve that role.
Yeah, that's too bad. I was going to do the Ironman, but now that it's going to be probably moved. I don't think I can make that work. So it's a tough break for me, for sure. Scott, really appreciate you coming on. Really do. And this has been a tough week, but we'll all work through it just like we did last week, and everything will be bigger and better, and we'll all get through this together, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
I agree with that. I can't think of a city that works together better than Nashville, and you know, we've been fortunate to be here for 25 years, you know, in this role, and I know sports has played a huge role in our city, and I think it will in the future, and we'll get through this and come back bigger and better and stronger.
No doubt about it. Thanks for doing this. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. That is Scott Ramsey with the Nashville Sports Council. He's been running it for over two decades and does a fantastic job, him and his staff. We'll come back more of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I keep saying we're running out of cancellations, but apparently just not yet. We're getting close. I mean, honestly, we can figure this out, that there's just barely a few. And I'll say this, and Willie, you just got back today, but Chase, on this show, we've been pretty correct on the unofficial desk and, of course, the official desk of telling everybody that events that, yeah, they're going on today.
Yeah, right.
They're not going to be going on tomorrow, or they're not going to be finishing things out. And that's all played out.
Yeah, it has.
That is all played. PGA players, they're doing it. No, they're not.
I was a little surprised that the Masters went ahead and postponed.
Yeah.
I figured they might give that another week.
But that tells us probably
We're asking a timeline.
We're thinking about a window, and if anybody thinks...
30 days is...
I was going to say, yeah.
It's 30 days out.
You need to be thinking a month.
NASCAR had announced yesterday they would run the next two race weekends without fans. It was trickling out this morning that they were in Atlanta. I mean, the teams are there. They've been on the... I think they've already been on the racetrack. That they were going to move everything up.
Well, the Big East was on the floor, too.
Yeah, that's true.
There were a couple other conference tournaments on the floor.
They were going to run the truck race tonight. They were going to run Xfinity and Cup tomorrow. They have now released a statement. NASCAR and IndyCar have postponed the next – NASCAR has postponed the next two race weekends at Atlanta and Homestead. which means they plan to make it up. IndyCar has canceled its events at St. Pete, Long Beach, and Austin. So now the only – the thing that I look, Nick, we love that you listen. He's tweeted us or tweeted me a couple times about Major League Fishing. Apparently they're still going on. Mm. That's good to know.
Okay.
I'll
Hey, Nick, this is for you. I know the big Bassmasters thing was down in Birmingham last weekend. There you go. I know you already knew that, but
I don't know anything about Major League Fishing, but
just wanted to let you know that I knew.
I might have to learn now.
That in Birmingham there was a big Bassmasters event.
WWE canceled their live SmackDown event in Detroit tonight, but they have moved it to their Performance Center in Orlando, and so they're going to essentially that's their training facility. And they're going to do their show tonight there. And then who knows? I would say WrestleMania, that announcement will be coming soon.
Not happening.
Well,
not happening.
You know, with all these things going on, one question that I have is, you know, the trickle down, high school sports, middle school sports. What about
imagine
just
that? TSSAA has canceled the Boys and Girls State Tournament.
They've postponed it, is what.
Well, postponed it.
Right.
Well, okay. I do that too, but that's important. You know, canceled, postponed.
Yeah.
I mean, that means they intend to make it up.
Yeah, there's hope
that
you can play.
They intend, but are they going to do it when school is out?
I don't know. See, but
if you were a player on one of those teams, wouldn't you want to have that option maybe? Hold hope that you can do
that?
Well,
if you're a senior.
Every athlete in America would but, I mean, you think Hofstra would like to be playing in the NCAA tournament?
But, Darren,
you think Belmont would like to be playing in the NCAA tournament? Yeah.
It's different with high schoolers. For a lot of those kids, that's it.
Well, it's no different
same
in college.
College.
Well,
same thing.
I know, but you do have some
no,
that
like
go
college
on to college.
Is it. Like, that's it for them. Like, their playing career ends. And maybe it ended yesterday.
And it could end in high school, too. So it's the same thing.
Yes, that's why I'm referencing the same thing in college.
Okay.
Right, but logistically, don't you think maybe, I mean, these are people that live in our community, maybe it's easier to reconvene in Murfreesboro or somewhere in the state to play that game,
even if
it's not with the fanfare and the hoopla that you would normally have.
But if we're going on the premise of a month, are they going to be prepared to ready to pick things up in a month?
Oh, I think you could.
Six months.
I mean, yeah. Well, you could.
Okay.
Now, the question is, how do you stay prepared? Like, how do you stay in playing shape?
Which is what everybody's got to deal with.
You can't practice. You're not supposed to gather in groups. I mean, these are all the things that we're trying to tackle today. This is why I think it's important to have these discussions. Is, you know, what's the right thing to do? And I think that on our show would be good to keep trying to pick the brains of we just picked the brain of Scott Ramsey. He's just trying to like Chase was saying, tackle what the questions are and then try to go find the answers to the questions. We can't figure it out all today. But there's a process that of thinking, of leadership that you have to go through to try to figure out the answers to this. I would if I'm in the TSSAA office, I'm going to try to find a way to salvage and find a way to play those games if it's feasible.
Because the thing we were
at some point.
Sure. And the thing
we're still sitting there in July and we haven't had the green light. Like Scott Ramsey used, you know, who unpauses? You know, at some point we're going to have the release from the pause.
Right, who's the first to come out and say, okay, we're starting?
Yeah,
like who's going to do that?
Well, hopefully the NBA, we have to have the information from the people, the doctors, and everybody, the health organizations.
The NBA is what started it. The real ball. I mean, yes,
well,
the Ivy
really,
League canceled, but the real ball that went flying down the mountain was the NBA.
Right.
That was the shockwave that happened.
But really, if you look, it was happening in Italy for weeks. Remember, a few weeks ago, we had Italy stopped having sporting events. And so there were people that are saying, you know, we should have paid more attention than we did back then. Nothing we could do about it. Now, I was with everybody else. That's interesting happening.
Well,
it's also
affecting them differently. It's in greater masses. That's why they shut down the country.
But if you listen to what people say, it could happen here.
Sure.
That's why we're doing what we're doing now. So it doesn't get to where it did. Because Italy is the lesson to be learned of what happens if you don't do anything. Right. That's why we're doing what we're doing now. So that's the seriousness of this thing. There's no restaurants open in Italy right now, for example.
No, I mean,
right? You can't go
out. Literally, if you look up Italy, it says closed.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't want it to get like that here, and that's why we're taking these measures now.
I'm okay with the TSSAA comes back. I hope they finish it. But my whole thing was they had no business playing yesterday.
Well, and this is what I was trying to say about that. And I understand you got to figure out who's going to pay for scholarships. If the NCAA comes out and they say, hey, we're granting a waiver that if you choose to come back, if you choose to, you know, as a senior, you have the option of another year of eligibility. I'm spitballing. But you can't really do that in high school. I mean, it's different. And so for a high school senior that knows, well, the next time I pick up a basketball, it's going to be with my buddies and, you know, in the rec center, you know, on whatever college campus I'm going to, it's a little bit different. And so that's why I think saying postponement and hoping to resume it so you give those kids the opportunity to play one last game possibly, then I think you do it. It could be the same with college. I mean, the NCAA might not be able to grant waivers, but it's something.
But if they do, that's a pretty expensive year to come back to play that sport if you're done.
You're saying,
okay, great, I get another year, I'm done.
But don't you have to consider
Here's my $30,000 to come back and play and push another year off of being a professional in some you know, I've got to start working at some point, so I'm going to accrue $30,000 more year of debt to play the sport I love.
Well, right. Like, and there's so many questions like this too. Like, the school is going to continue. It may not continue in the lecture halls, right? But there's a lot of schools, and Vanderbilt is one of them. They're going to have online classes. There's a lot of schools around here, high school, even middle school in some cases. You're not going to go to school, but you're going to have online. So you will progress academically, right? So if you're a senior, you hopefully will get your degree. So if you have your degree, can you come back and play the next year? If you're like, do you have to go to class? Do you have to go to graduate school? Like, these are all questions you would have to answer specifically for seniors.
I'm surprised the state hasn't done anything yet. The state of Georgia just shut down their school system for 2 weeks. Ohio shut down their school system for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of states that have done it.
They're shutting down, you know, all levels for weeks, and yet here, my son's in school today.
Yeah, our kids' school started spring break today. They went to school yesterday, decided, okay, we're going to start spring break Friday, then they're going to start the measures of online classes after spring break is over as they try
is
to figure
right?
it all out.
So they're saying when you come back from spring break, it's going to be online?
That's what their plan is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For the rest of the...
For the foreseeable, I think, yeah.
Well, once you start that, you're probably just going to ride it out, right, till school year's up?
Unless the whole status changes of everything.
Well, I don't think it's going to change in a week.
Well, let's see. So everybody's got to tackle these things. The schools, right? There are a lot of spring breaks starting next week, right, in a lot of
Davidson
counties.
Davidson County, I know, is next week.
So you have
Wilson
a week
County,
to try to figure it
Wilson
out.
Wilson County just had theirs this past week, and they just said, hey, we're taking another week.
Yeah. So they're buying some time.
Rutherford is not till the end of March.
So at some point, they have to make that decision. So the youth league sports go along with that. I mean, you're a coach. Have you guys discussed?
That's why I know everybody's spring break.
Yeah. But, I mean, is your team going to keep playing? I mean, these are all decisions that
I did last night say that, you know, this is what we're doing. And everybody make their own decision, and it's cool with whatever your decision is. I mean, I can't – the way I have approached this last night, for example, or tonight, we're going out to eat. Okay? We're going to – date night, father-in-law is taking a little date night, a little going out to eat. So if we're going to do that, you know what I mean? So where's the line? This is what we've been talking about all week. So if I'm going to go out – this is just our stance.
Yeah.
If we're going to go out to a restaurant – and with a room full of strangers and someone serve us who's a stranger right there at our table, then I can't then come out and say, but we're not going to practice, or we're not going to go to a baseball field, or we're not going to do this. It's like, where do you say, I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to do that? It's either, to me, either you say, we're out. Like, we go home, and that's all we do. We go home, and if we have to work, we go to work, and then we come right back home, and everybody stays at home. Or you just resume your daily life, and maybe you cherry pick a little here and there. If you're obviously not going to go maybe to a concert, you know, a gathering like that, which I don't even know, are there any left? Has everything been canceled.
These are all the decisions that are being made, right? But then there's practicing would be one level.
So I said, we're going to practice, but you don't have to. Like, it's cool. Like, I want you to make your family decision. Whatever your family is deciding to do, this is what we're doing. We're just kind of, you know, we're going about our daily life unless it's subject to change. But for now, this is what we're doing. And you are free to do however you want. I hope everybody can show up and we can have a full team practice. If not, it's fine. It's okay. You make the decision for your family, and that's how I'm going
to
leave it.
Are there tournaments available to play because that's a bigger gathering of people, right? And that's the kind of thing that is a big in question.
Supposedly,
right now, right?
This weekend they're on. Supposedly, as of right now,
mm-hmm.
that they're on. And tournaments around the area are on.
That's another level, right? Just because there's more people gathered in those fields, right? There's hundreds of people. That's the kind of gathering that is being outlawed, not outlawed, postponed by law or by edict in a lot of places right now.
Absolutely.
Right? Like in the state of New York that has the most cases of coronavirus, they're making heavy restrictions. I think the mayor here has put restrictions. You heard Scott say, you know, I don't know if it's 250 people or whatever the capacity is. See, these are all things to tackle. Even your rec league, right? If you got a rec basketball game tonight, is that on?
We were actually talking last night that we wouldn't be surprised if they just don't shut down rec leagues.
These are the questions that we have. These are
the
decisions.
Quite frankly, I think they should. I mean, if you take – when I say pause, I mean, it sucks, but you got to pause everything. But think about what's happening right now in arenas. What are they doing? They're doing deep cleans. They're disinfecting.
Yeah.
And if we do that, when you say, Willie, we have to do our part, well, that's a part of it.
I think collectively, the quicker that we all pause
and disinfect and all
disinfect
that stuff,
all that, maybe the quicker we'll
you
come
might
out
get in
of
front
it,
of this.
And then we can unpause quicker, I think, would be the idea.
I think that's the whole idea.
I'm not a doctor,
it.
But this is, Darren, this is why we're having a friend of yours come on and maybe help answer some of the questions that we all have, right, at 11:30.
Yeah, and everybody needs to make, you know, I don't think there's a wrong answer. Everybody needs to make up
their own
decisions.
Well, there are some that are
obviously
wrong. Like, if you're sick, don't come to practice, right? These are the obvious things you would hope everybody realizes.
I didn't even say that because I would hope that's a given.
You would hope.
You would hope.
But there are some people that fail to even... that haven't thought about this very much. I would think today you are. I hope so, but let's make sure.
Yeah.
There are those that still think, you know, that this isn't a big deal yet. Now, I mean, I would hope you realize it now, but we have to, this affects us all, right? We all have to think about what we do and put thought into these decisions.
It looks like, by the way, we're supposed to have David Kells on at some point. We're going to have him on the second hour. I think that's been moved. Yeah, Bridgestone Arena just tweeted out right now that Jeff Dunham, which was supposed to take place at Bridgestone Arena on March 20th, so that is a week from today, has been postponed until July. Fans are encouraged to hold on to their tickets as they will be honored for that July 10th date. So Jeff Dunham and friends at Bridgestone Arena postponed next Friday at Bridgestone, and it will be made up July 10th. My guess is that's probably why we're not having David Kells here in the next segment.
Probably.
We'll probably have to push him a little bit later.
As I've been saying, a lot of fluid things going on. It's a lot of fluid stuff right now.
This is the stuff that everybody's trying to figure out. Right, we'll come back. Second hour of Darren, Donnick, and Chase. On the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.